Welcome back to the Winner's Circle with your girl, Tiffany. I am going to catch you up on what you've missed this week on the live feeds. And before I get started, I do want to thank you for joining. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to like, subscribe, and comment, please. So here we are on the longest season ever. Even if there has been another 100-day season, this is the longest season. And so we are with Boey Jane, HOH, which she stumbled upon it by a mistake because neither her or Felicia could do a multiplication, division, subtraction, addition problem. But she won. And she nominated Ceree and Felicia. And now we have Cameron Backdoor. So it's interesting because I have never really witnessed a house that has like really no structure. There are no major alliances. It's like a spiderweb house of alliances. Everybody's in an alliance with everyone. And now because no one really trusts anyone, especially after that Have Not explosion between Jared and Corey, now no one is even naming their alliances anymore. I don't want to name it. It's me, you, you, and you. And then that we know that, and that's it. So no one's naming alliances anymore because when you tell the name, then I know you told it. So if there's no name to tell, then you're just making up stuff. So everybody wants Cameron out. Ceree was honorable enough to ask for Felicia to come off the block. Of course, you guys saw all of that wonderful stuff. And Cameron, for me, and you may not agree with this, and this is fine, I almost don't really want to see Cameron leave just because he is the only player in this game willing to get blood on his hands, willing to not lay down and get rolled over. Like, he pushes to play. He wants to use the power. He's not afraid of the power or the backlash. Everyone else in this game, in this house, just really seems to go with the flow. Like, they want all hands off. I don't want to win HOH. I don't want to do that. They want everyone else to do everything for them. I've never seen a house of such non-active players. Their response players, like a situation will occur, something will happen, and they will respond to that situation. No one is actively, aggressively making anything happen. And if for me as a player and a gamer, just a fan, a viewer, it's really frustrating. It is really frustrating. I think that anyone that was in the game that would make bold moves or any move at all has already left pre-jury. You're Hysom, you're Riley. Now Cameron's leaving. So now I guess everyone will just throw the HOH, which is what everyone is talking about doing. No one wants to win HOH. Matt and Jag don't want to win HOH. They want Blue to win HOH. They want Blue to win HOH because she'll target Corey. Or they are fine with Corey winning HOH because he'll target Blue as long as they don't have to win it. Blue doesn't want to win HOH either. They want to let someone else win it. Ceree and Felicia, I do believe, want to win HOH because they have realized that Matt and Jag are so synced in the house and everyone's relationship that they are the dangerous people. Ceree and Felicia have been approached by every other duo or dynamic alliance in the house. And I don't mean dynamic like magnificent. I just mean like an alliance dynamic. They have been approached by everyone because most of these alliances want to take them to Final Four. You've got Matt and Jag. You've got Corey and America. Corey and America want to take Ceree and Felicia to Final Four because they think they can beat them. Matt and Jag want to take Ceree and Felicia to Final Four because they believe the same thing. Ceree has gotten a lot of information from Cameron now that Cameron knows that he doesn't stand a chance. He's going home. He's been having conversations. He talked to Ceree a lot. He gave her a lot of information. He sprinkled in a little lies. But she is able to filter out the lies and also realize that some of the things that he's saying are actually true. And so she realizes that it's better for her to go have a Corey and America Final Four than it is for her and Felicia to go with Matt and Jag. So Cerie's ultimate target come new HOH this week would be Jag, because she wants to break him apart from Matt. She really trusts Matt. She likes Matt. She feels that if she gets rid of Jag, she reels in Blue and Matt, and she'll have them on her side. And she definitely wants to keep Blue, because then Blue may help them win competitions that will ultimately help them get out everyone else. So I want to go back to this conversation that Cameron has. He will have a conversation with Cerie. He tells Cerie that Bowie is working with Matt and Jag, and that Bowie is also working with Corey and America, but that Bowie is closer to Matt and Jag. And so he tells her about all of the different alliances in the house. And Cerie goes and does some fact checking, but just like a little bit of fishing, she has a conversation with Bowie just to figure out who is Bowie closer to. And she's like, you know, Bowie, who do you trust more? Like, and then Bowie will let her know, like, she really trusts Matt and Jack. Further, confirming the claim that Cameron told Cerie, which is that Bowie is closer to Matt and Jack, and that's who she's working with. So therefore, it really solidifies the thought that Cerie would like to get Jack out. Corey and America, it's interesting. Corey and America have really laid the blueprint for any future player coming into Big Brother to not get into a showman's. Corey, who started at the bottom because way back when he lost that very first competition that landed him on the block. So he'd been playing rebound since he started, and he finally had found some footing until he fell for America. And then he has completely forgotten that he is in a game, and he plays it sometimes. But now it seems like that him and America have solidified their relationship. His only thoughts are about the future, which I get it. I'm sure they are bored as hell in that house. I'm sure there are many things to think about what you want to do when you get out. But all he's thinking about is when he gets out, like meeting America's parents and where they're going to live and how they're going to live and what they're going to do together. And that's great to look forward to, but not right now. You still have, I don't know, 30 something days left in this game to play. And so Corey can't really focus on the game because he's focused on his relationship with America. And that really sucks because he doesn't really realize his position in the game, which is that he is the target. And I think he plays around with realizing he's the target, but he doesn't realize that he doesn't have the connections that he thinks he has, like even with Matt and Jag. Matt was willing to go along with Cameron last week for Cameron's HOH to get Corey out. Even though Jag was against it, Corey was kind of on board with it. Matt was kind of on board with getting Corey out. He even went to Cameron, I think it was that day, like, you're right, we do have, before the veto was played, like, we do have to get Corey out. And it was just because Jag wasn't down for it that they didn't do it. But Matt wants Corey out, and Corey doesn't realize the situation he's in with everyone in the house, really. So, except he does have a good shot of staying if it's up to Cerie, because she wants to work with Corey and America. However, she wants Jag out first and then Corey out second, which is why she wants to keep Blue, because she's going to need somebody to help win the HOH to get Corey out anyway. This week, with everyone wanting to throw the HOH, I don't understand how they are so comfortable with throwing an HOH when it's like final nine. We are now into jury. There is no major alliance structure for anyone to feel protected. So the throwing the HOH is completely asinine to me. This is the the house of what is it called? I actually had a name for them. They are just weak. Like nobody wants to play. And it's so annoying. And I don't know if it's because it's the long season, but I'm not going to blame it on that because they came in the house not actively playing. Like everyone was playing a very follower type game. There are no strong leaders that are like leading the charge, which is why I'm kind of sad to see Cameron go because he would like really try to do anything like play. He's not laying down. Anyway, the girls, they want to get together and at some point take out Matt. Like once they get out Jack, Corey, then they want to get together and take out Matt, which is interesting. I don't know. Felicia wants all the girls to stick together. And I kind of can understand that because I'd rather go against if I'm Felicia, if I'm Ceri, if I'm Tiffany Monique Mitchell, I'd want to go against the girls and not Matt, Jack, or Corey, who are the only people winning these competitions. I'd want to get the guys out too, but you do have to be strategic in your order of eviction because you have to have someone who can win something and you kind of need to know what competition you need to win, like which HOH is coming up that you are capable of winning to get the person out, like the last guy. It can't be slip and slide. It needs to be a booth. It needs to be something that you are confident in. It can't be something physical. So it's interesting. The girls want to get together. They think they are going to get together to take Matt out, but Ceri and Felicia don't have Bowie. And so I guess at some point they figure that she'll work with them, but they know they don't have her right now. And maybe getting rid of Jag will bring Matt and Bowie closer into Ceri and Felicia's circle. So after Cam talks to Ceri, Cam talks to Blue. And he asks the Blue about Matt and Jag, and he tries to get her to work with Corey in America, but Blue is completely convinced that Matt and Jag have her back. And Cameron does not do a good job of like specifically relaying details that are facts that would land with Blue. Like Cameron tells Blue everything about Matt and Jag, just trying to get her to realize that they're not so with her as she thinks that they are. In return, Blue goes to Matt and Jag. Let me make sure. Cameron talks to Blue. Cameron tells Blue everything. Cameron tells Blue that Matt and that both sides are pitting each other against each other. So then Blue ends up telling Matt and Jag what Cameron said. And then they lie to her. And then Blue believes them. And Ceri, before that, Ceri was trying to talk to Blue about Matt and Jack as well. And she was kind of telling, you know, the things that Cameron was saying. And Ceri was understanding what Cameron was saying. And a lot of people, they don't want to believe him. Corey doesn't want to believe Cameron that Matt and Jack were okay with targeting him or that they're targeting him because Cameron won't give like specific details. For example, like why won't Cameron tell Corey, why didn't they come and tell you that I was targeting you when I was HOH? Like why did it come so late? And Blue ends up talking to Matt and Jag and then she tells Ceri that she talked to Matt and Jag and Ceri kind of wanted Blue to believe this, that she can't trust Matt and Jag. But then when she comes back from talking to them, she's like, yeah, I talked to them. And she doesn't believe what Cameron's saying. So Ceri realizes that Blue is probably a lost cause. She tells Ceri how she's been working with Matt and Jag from the beginning and that she trusts them. So now Matt and Jag know that they can play Blue and they know how to play Blue because everything that she was saying to them you know, they know it's true. And they're like, no, that's not true. That's not true. We're not where we weren't coming after Corey or whatever. We're not doing whatever Cameron said that we're doing. And that is exactly where Blue wants to be with Matt and Jag. For whatever reason, Corey and America don't believe that Matt and Jag are coming after them. And it's interesting because if Cameron wants Blue to believe what he's saying, he has facts like how Blue was the last to know about the Jared backdoor. And if Matt was really working with you, Blue, then why didn't he use the veto to save you? Blue was the last person to know about Mimi going home. And I don't know if like Cameron is trying to save all of this information for himself, but it's like, you know that this is it. He's saying, I'm not going to campaign because I know I'm going home. Here's what I have. And then he's like, and but if you save me, though, if you keep me, then I'll go after them next week. And so then they're like, oh, it kind of diminishes the effect of the facts that he was giving them if they did believe him even a little bit, because he's like, well, I'm not campaigning and I'm giving you information. I'm like, okay, good. So then you're just talking to us because you know you're going home. Then at the end, it's like, but yeah, but if you keep me, I'll go after them. So it's like, well, was it true or was it a campaign? Because everyone wants to take Sari and Felicia to Final Four, at least Final Five, it really does put them in a pretty good spot because everyone thinks that they can beat them. It's just a matter now of Sari and Felicia figuring out who they can keep around to help them win competitions to get these guys out, because Matt and Jag, and I hate that Matt and Jag are really like almost running this show, because no one has made any decisions. They are just reacting to everything that is going on in the house. And Jag is really getting this like almost this mastermind edit a little bit. And there is no mastermind in this house. Not impressed. So as of right now, we have Cameron going to be the first juror. Unless they send Sari out of here. And you know, they go back and forth. Like, should we flip? Should we flip? I don't think anybody's flipping to get Sari out. Sari has a very good chance of making it to Final Four. The only person who probably would not take Sari to Final Four would probably be Corey, because he is smart enough to realize that this is Sari's game and that she does a good job of getting further along by appearing non-threatening. And I'm sure Corey knows that if she gets far enough, then she'll be sitting in those two seats. And I don't think he wants that. But I also don't know that he is even still playing the game of Big Brother, or he's just living in the house and they must feel trapped. Even Sari has said this is the longest game and she will never, ever, 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 ever do it again. And I could imagine feeling like that. My season was fun, so we wanted to stay. We had a great time every day. It was fun every day. There is nothing that seems fun about this house. I would want to go home too. I probably would have left pre-jury, like voluntarily. I would not want to be stuck anymore, especially if you're not going to win. Bowie is with Matt and Jag. Everyone has intertwining alliances. Jag seems to be possibly the next target this week coming up, unless Blue wins HOH. And maybe even Corey. I think they feel that as long as one of them isn't on the block and that they have the votes to keep each other safe. But it's so hard to figure out the dynamic of what's going to happen, who's going to win, what is the in the weeks to come. I cannot predict the future. This is the most random house. I do think that I'd like to see a Cerie HOH. She wants to win HOH coming up. She wants to put Matt and Jack on the block together. The only crazy thing is one of them winning veto, and I don't know. I don't know who she'd replace. I guess maybe a Bowie, but I'd probably go for putting Corey up there next to whoever comes off. So Cameron's going home. We don't know who's going to win HOH because they all want to throw it. This is the longest game of my life. That is approximately all I have for you. There has been nothing really going on in this house. It is day 60-something, and I'm exhausted. So we have approximately, 2.5 more weeks left to go, 3 weeks, and then we'll crown a winner of something. That is it. That's the best I have got, and I hope you all enjoyed it, and I will keep you posted in the future if there is any more breaking news. Like, subscribe, comment below. Bye, Cameron.